Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Don't stress. Listen to the podcast at WTIC.com or on the free Odyssey app.
Okay, it's WTIC. It's Friday. In an hour, we get into Order Up. And now we get into rants and other stuff. Rants and other stuff. We've got rants. You want to hear a rant? Let's do a couple right now, huh?
Hi, Todd. Well, I guess now the state of Connecticut and Biden are taking away from the seniors as far as meals and meals on wheels, because they've got a big debt in the school lunch program. Well, here's the kicker. They still like Nettie and Joe. Later.
People have trouble seeing the mess that's been made. You know, Ned was, last election, was giving out all kinds of bonuses to state workers and was giving out little tax cuts that cost a lot of money, all to make himself look good. And now, did you hear the number of people that they are laying? They're laying off 400 people from the Hartford schools because they're starved for cash. How can that be? Let's talk about that. We play some more rants and have some conversation coming up on WTIC. And we shall check in right now with Mark Christopher, BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. Hey, Mark.
It's Todd Feinberg. It's Todd Feinberg. Monday through Friday, 3 till 6 on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Okay, okay. It's WTIC. We've got rants to play, calls to take, topics to discuss. 860-522-9842. Then at 5 o'clock, we get into Order Up, our food hour. Pete calling from Naugatuck. Hello, Pete.
Yeah, hi. I know you did well for Enfield, and I got a kind of dilemma down here in Naugatuck.
Oh, I'm very excited. What is it?
Well, it seems that the town has forgotten about its zoning laws and has allowed a gentleman to put a 3,000-gallon septic tank on top of our public well on our aquifer.
I heard about this, yeah. So what's the problem with this?
Well, the problem is the zoning law states anything over a two-family has to be sewered. then how does this guy get along taking the most critical piece of property on the aquifer and decide to put a restaurant, a store, and three apartments on it to run into a 3,000-gallon septic tank? And it's from his, I'd say, back line to the well is about 75 feet.
What's the significance of that distance? That makes it seem like it's not even on his property anymore.
Well, the well is public well. It's on the watershed. He has to make a 200-foot minimum distance on watershed. Yet there's a zoning law in town that claims that he has to sewer this thing because it's so big.
Well, did he apply for a variance on that?
He has already gotten passed through the town for everything, and it seems nobody knows anything about it. I just want to make people aware that this is happening, I just don't see how a town could go past its own zoning laws and do this on a critical water source.
What have you heard any information that would be?
I have been to the town zoning department where they told me everything passed. Basically, get out of here.
So he must have applied for variances and they were granted, but that doesn't mean that there aren't questions about why they would have done that. And often in politics, politics prevails and somebody's got influence and power and wealth and is able to do things that maybe aren't best for the town.
Yeah,
I will look into it and see if I can learn anything.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just I know on the 17th they were going to have another meeting, which hopefully a couple of people will in the town will help attend. And, you know, I just figure if we get enough people behind it, because, I mean, it's our water source. We got to drive electric cars to protect the atmosphere. But, are we forgetting about the water? I'm at that point. It's like, wow, if somebody doesn't stand up to it and it gets ruined, there's no going back.
Peter, you're going to go to that meeting?
I'll be there.
Okay. Well, if I don't talk to you before then, report back and provide
will
us
do.
An update and find out, you know, let us know what you learn. Appreciate it.
Yeah, sure will. Thanks.
All right. That's Pete from Naugatuck. If you know anything about that in Naugatuck, guy put a big septic system in that isn't code and apparently got variances and stuff, but still, worth knowing if those are legitimate variances. One of the things I've noticed through the years is that people, for different reasons, people get special privileges from their town governments. For whatever, all different kinds of reasons. One could be because you're a working class townie type person, you know, whose family grew up in the town and you've been there forever. And then the people who work in the town whose families have been in the town forever, they'll give special privileges to their fellow townies. It's a normal human instinct to want to take care of your friends or people you feel allied to for cultural reasons, but still, there are rules and it's supposed to be a nation of laws, isn't it? David in Enfield. Hi, David.
Hi, how are you?
Thank you for the call, sir.
Thank you. I've been following and even a little bit active in what's going on with the tax assessor and the town council in Enfield.
You have? Good. So what prompted you to pay attention?
Well, I was a elected state rep in Enfield for 4 years, moved away and moved back to town, was active in town politics and looking at this from afar. And I found it very alarming on what the Democrats were doing when they got into office. And look, I'm a Democrat, but I don't view the town councilors and what they're doing with the old town manager as Democrats. I mean, they remind me of the Chinese Communist Party. Like, for real. They're not really going by democracy and doing right by the people.
Okay, why don't you back up a little bit then and tell us what happened so we can understand all that descriptive language you just threw in there.
Yeah, sure. So when the Democrats took control of the majority, they hired a town manager. And the town manager with the tax assessor, they sort of
So the tax assessor was there a couple of years ago, and then they hired Ellen Zoppo Sasu, and my perception of it is she came in as this person who's an aggressive manipulator in order to expand her own power and to expand the tax base so that there's more money to spend and thus make yourself look good and make all your elected officials happy because they can campaign on those things. And Todd, the guy who just got removed, I guess, as tax assessor, he was just a quirky personality type who was ruthless in terms of dotting I's and crossing T's, I think, and wanted to lambaste people for things that they'd gotten away with for years that were just norms in town, and he wouldn't stand for it. And the two of them combined to pursue a kind of ruthless taxation policy, which included having a huge spike in the number of people who were appealing their assessments on property, whether it be cars or farms or homes or what have you. Is that how you saw it, David?
Yeah, and you know, when they hired Ellen originally, I said, well, this is interesting. It was an out-of-the-box hire, not a traditional town manager. She came from Bristol, strong mayor system. So I said, maybe that would be a good thing, right, with her unique background. And then she came in, and I don't know the behind the scenes because I wasn't there, but all of a sudden the tax assessor was, in my opinion, overly inflating the value of property in town. And they were doing that in a scheme to do a backhanded tax increase. But really what bothered me most about that, if you had a mortgage, all of a sudden, and I'm hearing this throughout town, your mortgage payments could be going up $200, $300, even $400 a month. Because what happens is...
Yeah, because the value of your property is higher.
Yeah. The homeowner insurance, the taxes, and escrow. So what personally alarmed me, you know, home ownership is a way up the economic ladder. So if you're, you know, at modest income in Enfield, Connecticut, first-time homeowner, through no fault of your own, you're getting fleeced and having to pay $400 to $500 even more per month on your mortgage. That money is going to the banks and the insurance industry, not the town of Enfield.
Yes.
If you need to raise taxes, but don't do it this way.
But see, David, the advantage of this is it's a voluntary tax because people self-select. I would guess that some majority of people, more than 50%, must pay whatever the bill says without thinking about how that number was generated and whether they're getting scammed. And I think because of that, you have to assume everybody's getting scammed, that the bills are always higher than they should be. And that incentivizes public officials to make them even higher artificially because the people who object can complain and appeal and opt out. But the ones who don't, well, that's just money in the bank for the politicians. And that lets them buy new playgrounds and other gifts to soccer moms and activist families in town who they need to ingratiate themselves with.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, I led with that kind of buzzy type of term, the Chinese Communist Party. The reason I mention that, people in town, you're right, most people just took the hit, didn't know, they're very busy, not paying attention through no fault of their own. But people in town started questioning this. And what I found troubling was the reaction, where they got very aggressive and said, no, this
who
is
got aggressive?
That the town manager, the tax assessor. I mean, you hear stories about him wandering on people's properties without permission. Yeah. I mean, it got really strange. And if you were a resident and if you were involved, let's say, in the Democratic Town Committee and you expressed this frustration, legitimate policy frustration, you were struck down very aggressively.
Yes, well, that was so that's the town manager part of this, the Ellen Zappo Sasu, Zappo Sasu. Having come, as you pointed out, she came from Bristol. She was a mayor there. She had the same problems in Bristol. People were, by the end of her second term, I think it was, they were so sick of her, they threw her out of office, voted her out of office. And that made it, you know, that made it an easy hire for the folks in Enfield because the Democrats had just taken control and it was late and they needed a town manager quickly. And so they grabbed her thinking they were getting somebody, you know, who was an insider with the Lamont administration and everything was going to be good.
Yeah. And, you know, she got I mean, I didn't know the details of her in Bristol, but it makes sense maybe with the election going a certain way in Bristol because the Enfield Democrats got voted out of office last November, primarily because of this issue and the town manager. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the numbers, it's pretty clear that a considerable amount of Democrats, now these are people that vote for our Congressman Joe Courtney, a Democrat, or what have you, they voted for the Republicans over this issue. I mean, there were signs around town, and it wasn't a political party motivated or agenda. It was organic, and it was dump the town manager.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand how the Democrats on the council kept supporting Ellen, kept supporting this agenda, and the voters spoke in November. And I think it was a very bipartisan statement.
Well, you know, voting your party is a is just something you do because you're disconnected from reality and you don't see the cause and effect of the vote. So then you can just root for your team and vote for your team. But in town politics, there's a reason why it's supposed to be nonpartisan. And that is because you want to not think about the party, but think about the town. And parties get in the way, I believe, in our ability to think about what's important, and that is the entity that we're trying to manage, and instead think about what isn't important and make the unimportant thing the priority, and that is your political identity. And we all end up putting our political identities first through this trick of party loyalty, and you have to vote for your party because the other one is so bad, and that political binary, I think, is the trap we fall into that causes us to get in trouble. So it takes a little bit of a push, but it was provided in Enfield, and they came out and they voted the way they should. We have just a couple minutes left before we have to break, David. What is it that you want to say? Why did you call today, and why are you bringing up Enfield?
You know, just two reasons. First, to explain that this was the voters speaking. It wasn't some conspiracy that the Democrats in town are saying. Mm-hmm. Democrats in town that are talking to me felt aggrieved. And then secondly, you know, in a bipartisan fashion, like you mentioned, because when I was a state rep, I would vote for some Republican ideals and that I believed in were good for my town and got a lot of flack for that. But it was what's good for the people, not a party agenda. And Representative Carol Hall, who I think you've had on your show,
yes,
has a very good bill in the legislature right now. I spoke in favor of it in the committee hearing that would regulate and put guardrails on so a tax assessor wouldn't be able to do this. And, you know, people came in the hearing and said this might be happening in other communities in Connecticut. So if there's a loophole in the law, it should be shut and not allow this to happen anymore. And that bill is having momentum, but it's not across the finish line. And I just want to advocate for that bill in a very bipartisan fashion. It's a good government bill. You don't want to allow a rogue tax assessor or a town manager to go through the system and abuse people like that.
So what's the mechanism that Carol's legislation would provide that would protect us from an Enfield-type situation from a couple of years ago?
Well, it's a work in progress because she is working with the tax assessors and Connecticut and other stakeholders, but it would give the Board of Appeals of Assessors more power. Because if you look at what happened in Enfield, we had a record number of appeals that the board looked at and said, this is wrong, let's correct it, that the tax assessor was allowed to essentially ignore.
Mm.
So it would tighten up the language so that the assessor...
So that he's bound by what the BAA rules.
Exactly. It would give more teeth to the BAA. So if a resident does appeal, the board agrees, the board would have the final decision, not the tax assessor.
All right, David.
You know,
I'm sorry, I've got to go, but it's interesting to talk with you, and let's do it again sometime, and let's talk off the air as well.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Have a good weekend.
All right, good to talk with you. David calling from Enfield, former state representative, and I know maybe you couldn't follow all of that, but it's... But then again, maybe you can, because we've talked about a lot of it before. 860-522-9842. Rant at 751-4698.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Don't stress. Listen to the podcast at WTIC.com or on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, yeah, it's WTIC. Looking for your phone calls, your conversation, your rants. And we got rants to play before we get to 5 o'clock when we get into our order up hour. Dave is calling from Brantford. Hello, Dave.
Yeah, how you doing there, Todd, sir? First off, I want to wish the UConn Nation well on our exciting basketball weekend. I think it's a unifying thing for our state. I run into people that are indifferent, but not really anyone who's hostile to UConn's mission to become king of the world in men and women's basketball.
Well, you know what? And, for me, it's just it's a pleasure to see people who are so good.
Yeah, and my family is all about UConn. We got a whole bunch of, you know, people who are involved. The other thing I want to mention.
People who work there? Good. Is that what you're saying?
No, we got seven blood relatives who are graduates.
Oh, okay.
And so we've got a lot of skin in the game that university have a good reputation, and it polishes up our dusty old degrees in a way that wherever we go in America, and you mentioned you're from Connecticut, we went to UConn, everybody knows.
Oh, that's and cool.
Our sleepy little state, you know, that's what we're known by. Briefly, I want to mention the dropping. Something good happened in the legislature. They dropped the attempt to get rid of the property tax on automobiles. Mm-hmm. Now, I am a libertarian. I am a conservative. I don't like any taxes. As little as possible is the way to go. But in my opinion, paying property tax on the car is one of the best ways to get at people's ability to pay and make the tax volitional. You have a control over it. And if we don't collect that $1 billion in automobile property tax, it's going to be rolled onto the real estate property tax, which, as your discussion, I didn't know we were going to have that discussion, is very liable to political machinations, you know, when they reevaluate. And it's pretty much out of your control. And I know you could sell the house and move, but that's very dramatic. And I think there's a lot of old people like me who willfully drive an 11-year-old Toyota for the sheer reason to save money on the property tax and the insurance. I could have a better and newer car. I don't want to. I don't want them to get my money.
Because you have control over the peripheral costs that go along with that.
Yes, that's why I said it's volitional. And your house, they can't believe it. I know I've talked to the assessors. There's no way to take money out of your house. I was thinking of bricking over a couple of my fireplaces because they assess you, you know, like $3,000 per fireplace. And they said, well, you can't do that. In other words, they can't really believe you're trying to take assessed valuation out of the house. They think you're up to a scam when, in fact, you're simply trying to save money. And if it's a fireplace you're not using, why can't you brick it over? And said, well, there's one less. And it doesn't work that way. And I'm telling you, it's hard to get old and pay that $10,000 in property tax and the house insurance, and the house is paid for except for that.
Yeah.
The car, at least I could sell my extra car. You know, it's much more controllable. I'm glad they dropped, you know, the getting rid of the, they were trying to eliminate property tax on cars. I think that's one of the best taxes there is.
Well, it's also good, the same point you're making but turned around from the other side, I think. It's good because it hurts people who more immediately who can't afford it. And that's the real reason they want to change it to something else is so they can get the money no matter what, and nobody will scream. And we need people who are hurt by taxes so they can scream when they get raised, and that will cause less raising of taxes.
One of the best things is a third party, impersonal, the NADA, you know, the blue book value of your car. Nobody, it's somebody who does not have a political incentive to screw you.
Yes.
It is a value that everyone agrees upon no matter where you live, and it has the simplicity and the beauty of that, unlike the Enfield property tax, which is subject to political crazy people trying to screw you.
Yes.
Thanks for letting me on.
Thank you, Dave. Have a good weekend. And let's find out what's happening on the roads. Mark Christopher's watching him from the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. Mark.
Listen to the Todd Feinberg Show on the free Odyssey app. Download and like WTIC and follow Todd Feinberg today.
All righty. Let's play some rants. 860-522-9842. Side question here. What are you doing to celebrate on Monday the sun becoming night in the middle of the day, known as a solar eclipse? Are you acknowledging in any way? Do you have any interest? Do you care? 860-522-9842.
Hello, Todd. John here. Democracy, democracy, democracy. America as founded is a constitutional republic. None of this democracy, democracy, democracy. I never hear the words constitutional republic. Now, Ben Franklin was asked, what is the best form of government? And he stated, a constitutional republic. And then he ended it with, if you can keep it. And we are losing it so very, very fast. America is a constitutional republic. And we need to hear those words many more times. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thanks. You're supposed to say thanks, John. Thanks a lot.
An opinion I would like to render about determination of gender. You're a girl or a guy, an XX or XY. That should be the argument ender.
It's as simple as that, isn't it? It really is. What is a woman? Well, you got your answer right there. 860-522-9842, Bob in Waterbury. Hi.
Hi, Todd. As far as the eclipse and stuff like that, yeah, I'll be checking out.
Meaning what?
I got my little glasses. You know, my little
Glasses that make your eyes safe?
Oh, well, I hope so. I mean, I got them from Amazon. That would be, you know, really screwy if the Chinese send us all these crappy glasses.
Be something if they made America blind?
But the thing with the eclipse is, I just like science and stuff like that. It's how, I mean, I knew... They said like 20 years ago, this was going to happen today. You know, like, hey, are you going to be on time tomorrow? Yeah. But space and time, years in advance, they can tell you almost to the minute. And that just totally amazes me every time.
Yeah, that is pretty good. The system is, kind of locked into place. And then again, it teaches us about things like time doesn't exist.
Well, right, yeah, time. Well, that's a deep one, too. I mean, it's time. It's like, okay, here. Oh, time just went by. Well, what the hell is that? You know, but it does move. But what is time? But the thing that gets me about is the science is this how predictable and how accurate it is. I mean, they know when the full moon is going to be every month for thousands of years.
Yeah.
And they know the next eclipse in the North America is going to be in 20 years from now. That's pretty freaky.
Isn't that because the movement of the planets came first and the calendar, i.e. our system of time, is based on the movement of the planets? So Of course, they do.
I don't know
what
if the calendar has anything. It's just that the planets move in such an exact order.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and it's just like they know in 20 years from now there's going to be another eclipse. I mean,
and that has nothing to do with our system of time. Our calendar is not
somehow
correlated.
We don't affect the planets.
No, I'm not saying we do. I'm saying it's they do what they do, and we based our system of time off of them.
Right, so 20 years being 20 years, whatever.
Well, a month being a month, right? Isn't a month tied in some way to the lunar cycle?
Yes, every 12 months there's a full moon. That's why there's 12 months in a year. Right. So
yeah, so we can't be amazed that there's a full moon every year because that the full moon came first and then we made the calendar to match it.
Right. But what amazes me is how accurate it is. You know, hey, John, you're going to be here tomorrow at 7:00 and he's there at 7:15.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if the moon was 15 minutes late every month. We'd be in big trouble.
Imagine if it was totally unpredictable. We'd be in trouble, too. Thank you, Bob. 860-522-9842. Jeff in Marlboro. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, that was quick. I just rang you up, Todd.
Well, I just put you on the air.
I like that super service.
Yeah.
So as far as the eclipse goes, back in the mid to late 90s, I was in high school, and I watched an eclipse. I don't know if anybody else out there, I'm not guaranteeing this, but it didn't hurt me. I wore a pair of welding glasses. If anybody's a welder, I think you can wear your welding goggles and look at the eclipse.
And oh, yeah. Yeah, I think that's what they're for.
Yeah, because I think that when you begin the spark welding, it's even brighter than the sun. You know, so I think you're safe there. And also, I'm going to listen to my favorite band, Iron Maiden,
mm-hmm.
play a relatively unknown song called Total Eclipse. And maybe Roland can work it into the mix that day.
Yeah, it's possible. That day's coming up on Monday, right?
Right on.
All right. Roland, is that in your repertoire? Iron Maiden? Yeah, he's not impressed, but he might do it.
He'll like it, I think.
You think so?
He plays a lot of cool stuff that I like, so I think he'll like it.
Okay. I like your confidence. It's appreciated.
Thanks, Todd.
Thank you, sir. Jeff said he was in high school in the late 90s. My, he is young. Let's talk to John in Middletown. Hi, John. What's that, Roland? So were you. See, he's a kid like you. Hi, John. Oh, we're having some cellular signal come and go. Try talking to us, John.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Wow, you knew my name.
You know my name. Look up the number. We have caller ID, and caller ID reveals your identity.
That's pretty amazing. I didn't realize that you had this as a work phone. So that's cool.
So anyway.
So, no, you're talking about the solar eclipse and how we can predict 20 years from now. And I've always been fascinated how, you know, the Mayans were able to do that. The Egyptians were able to do all these things. And they had nowhere near the technology that we have.
Well, maybe that made it easier for them. They could just sit and look, and they could put two and two together. Common sense?
Well, a lot of people theorize that there was a more advanced civilization before us that went extinct like the dinosaurs did.
Yeah. You mean that had technology that would have helped?
Yeah, technology that helped build the pyramids, that cut these, you know, perfect circles through granite thousands of years ago.
But wouldn't we see that signs of that technology somewhere and be able to figure it out?
Well, that's the conundrum. We can't figure it out. No one has any idea how they did it.
Mm-hmm.
Only theories on how it was done.
So they cut circles through the granite?
Yeah, perfect circles, perfect straight lines that, you know, a piece of paper wouldn't slide through. That's how precise they were. And no one knows how they did it, you know, technology-wise.
Interesting. Humans are very smart creatures.
We are.
But maybe there was a smarter creature around. Maybe elephants are the brains of the outfit, and they knew how to talk to them.
That's a good possibility. They do have good memories.
All right, John, anything else?
I think that's it.
Thank you, sir. Pleasure to speak with you. Have a great weekend.
Hey, Todd. I'm calling because yesterday, I believe it was, I heard on your news report that several local school systems were closing early dismissal on Monday, April 8th, because of the solar eclipse.
Mm.
And the excuse was that they wanted to avoid complications. I don't know what kind of complications they're expecting, but I would think this would be a perfect learning opportunities to teach these students about solar eclipse, not causing complications for parents to have to accommodate an early dismissal.
Yeah, an early dismissal. That's a legitimate complication, an early dismissal. I'm not sure darkness for a couple of minutes in the day is a complication. Is it? Of course, nowadays in government, everything's a complication. Government itself is a complication.
Hey, Todd, Jerry from Naugatuck. Always a great show. This message is for the great un-American patriot who favors Joe Biden, the bonehead. Joe Biden, Joe Bananas Biden, the Chicken Man Biden.
Listen.
Ba-bah, ba-bah, ba-bah.
I love that.
He doesn't want to debate Trump because he knows he's a liar and a thief.
Come on, do it again, Jerry.
Ba-bah.
That was beautiful. I love that. He does a great chicken. Let's talk to Pete in East Hartford. He does a good one, too. Hi, Pete.
Hey, good afternoon. You know, this term, you know, using the term mother, they haven't really thought this through. Do you realize what it's going to do to the rap community, the lyrics, okay, with the mofo? Okay, what are they going to do? They're going to have to pull that whole other tunes. And they're going to have to pull it aside, and they're going to have to edit them. No more mofo. It's going to have to change. Have a good day.
So you think they're going to be afraid of being offensive all of a sudden?
My rant is Black Lives Matter. When does Black Lives Matter? When a white person killed a black person? A three-year-old got killed in Hartford. Where was Black Lives Matter? Where was the protests? Where was the shutting down of the highway? Black Lives Matter. When?
So the eclipse is going to last anywhere from 10 seconds to about 7.5 minutes. It doesn't sound earth-shattering. But if kids are breaking out of school or able to come and go at their leisure, that could be problematic. Right? Kids are walking, playing hooky, going to steal a car, and suddenly they're standing in the street, and it goes dark.
Hello, Todd. This is Everett from East Hartford. Yeah, this is all the people that go to work every day and actually try to do the right thing, the moral thing. It's time for you to speak up and stand up for yourself. We can no longer be quiet. We are being penalized for doing the correct thing, the moral thing. We have to pay for somebody's actions. If you don't go to work, you shouldn't get paid. A squirrel doesn't get a nut unless he goes and finds it. We're paying for people to stay, to neglect their children because you got to feed them breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And then our taxes go up. And every time our taxes go up, the working person like yourself, myself, get penalized. If you break the rules, you break the law they're supposed to uphold, you get special privileges. Our rights to bear arms and protect yourselves are under attack. They attack the police. What is the senators and congressmen and all these elected officials that have bodyguards? Trade them in for counselors. So they get rid of those dangerous guns that are all around them and just get counselors. So if somebody wants to harm the senator or congressman or elected official, there'll be somebody to be able to negotiate.
And advise them, sure, and feel their pain. Provide some empathy. Empathy is what's called for in those situations. You're right, Everett. So I just got an email, Roland. The eclipse, they said the email said they're driving to upstate New York to see the eclipse. Roland is worried. Roland is wondering if he should stay away from upstate New York because everyone will be going there to get blind. He doesn't want to be part of that crowd. What do you think? 860-522-9842. Okay, we're going into our 5 o'clock hour. It's unbelievable, but the week has progressed to the point where it's time for Order Up. Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, we talk food and cooking and dining and all that good stuff, good food memories, things that warm your heart and clog your arteries, like Mark Christopher in the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.